Hello and welcome to the Franchise Tag Podcast with me, your host, Freddie Hall. We have Sky with me this evening, and we have this very different viewing for our usual viewers. We are, you're going to hear the noise. And the action is right behind us. We are live from Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, where it is the NFL Academy, playing De La Salle High School from California. Notably, former alumni Maurice Jones-Drew, Sky, who was their honorary captain this evening. The NFL Academy honorary captain were Osi Umenyora and Jason Bell. As you can tell, it is absolutely chucking it down.
Full British experience, that's for sure.
The full British experience, yeah. I mean, at the minute, we're currently at 7-0 by De La Salle Spartans. The notes that I had about that are like soaking wet, but that's fine. We're okay. They're driving all the way. What a fantastic experience this is. Obviously amazing to be watching the NFL Academy that's been going since 2019, Sky. They actually have 20 alumni playing in the first division college football at the minute. I mean, how incredible is that that people from all over Europe, Africa are having an opportunity to be able to play for this team and then potentially go live into the NFL?
Yeah, and I think we've asked multiple from the players about the project and how impressive it is to see, you know, that.
Yeah, last time we were here, they beat the NFL Academy beat Erasmus 35-0. I mean, they've already had a point on them scored now, unfortunately, so 7-0. But like you said, very correct, over 1,000 people in attendance today. The rain is lighting up a little bit. Luckily, we've got a screen right to our left-hand side, which shows us the play a little bit more clearly for us, which is good fun. But yeah, I mean, it's been on social media all day. The guys have really pushed this event to happen tonight. There's some fantastic people here this evening. We've seen Neil Reynolds in the crowd, Scott McCurley as well. That touchdown, De La Salle. Touchdown right behind us, De La Salle, just there. That is 13-0 at the minute. De La Salle against the NFL Academy. But there's been message support all day by tons of NFL people. F.A. Abadan, notably the Washington Commanders, obviously a UK patron himself. Made a massive message to these guys to have a great time, go out and get the win, obviously. Do you think we're going to see more of these games, Sky, of the Academy guys? And how what do you think is the direction that this is growing in? Because this is fantastic. Obviously, Osi Umenyora is very heavily behind it, who is also in attendance this evening. Like I said, I'm going to be coming tonight for the Academy, alongside James Bell. You know, the sky's the limit for this program, right?
I think all the way that we've seen the London game for Ring of Honor, that we've seen is going out. That just shows, again, none of this is a London team. 17 years ago, on a pro level, you know, the academy's been coming for a few years now. I think there'll be multiple games being played in their local schools, not just one of them, and they might go to the other games, and NFL Academy will be there. So, yeah, the sky really is the limit. Obviously, the more games like this, the more events, and the more people like you said who are out there tweeting, and learn about the good work that they do, the more exposure these young guys get off.
Yeah, and as I said, the crowd is pretty loud, so apologies if you know, we are not the clearest this evening. The rain is letting up, though, which is a massive positive. But yeah, it's one of our first ones I've ever done properly in the flesh. Right, actually, yeah, together, not through a camera, you know? And me and Sky, I mean, we're not sick of each other yet. We have spent a lot of time this weekend together. We've done some fantastic events. That's what we're going to talk about. The noise is fantastic in here, and we're actually going to stick on the NFL Academy game for the moment. They're about to kick off, and the NFL Academy are going to have their first drive for the evening. So that's going to be really fun to see. Obviously, some of these guys, it might be their first time playing on this field, and what a fantastic stadium it is. There we go, there's the kickoff. Is it going to be for a return, Sky? He's caught there for a return. Here we go, he goes out wide right, tackled out of bounds at the 25 there for the NFL Academy. Cromwell's, yeah, the new kicking role was nominated,
yeah. Which is maybe a good thing.
Wow, yes, exactly. Trying to dry off my iPad and get some of these bits and bobs on here that I've worked so hard for, even though it's like a wet paper towel. It feels a bit professional. Obviously, we were here this last Sunday, yesterday. Yeah. Not yesterday, the day before, so the joys of live podcasting on the sideline.
It's been good though. You were here on Sunday, checked your bike,
tapings that we had all weekend, we were very lucky to be doing the Friday press conferences. That was myself. We did talk about it last night on the show, but we talked more about the actual in-game play, whereas we're going to talk a little bit more about our experience. You know, the first things first is thank you to NFL UK and the TV team for allowing us to do the media access, what we've been able to this weekend and coming into the following weekends as well. Obviously, we've got the Chicago Bears against the Jacksonville Jaguars coming this Sunday as well. But we're going to focus on the Vikings Jets. Like I said, on the Friday, I went to the Minnesota Vikings press conference, as a lot of you have seen on social media. We had Kevin O'Connell on the podium to begin with, along with Justin Jefferson and then Sam Darnold. Sky was actually at the New York Jets media day. Obviously, we've spoken a little bit about it over the weekend, but we've not spoken to our fans about it. So what was the experience like for you being at the Jets press camp on Friday?
Yeah, it was great, obviously, being able to see Aaron Rodgers. To that later on. But yeah, it was great. I think I alluded to on last night's show that all of the young players in the Jets came across to be very well media trained. And we're talking about people like Garrett Wilson, seeing Spider, who rose to Spider so quickly. That's refreshing to see.
And you had a very fun encounter with a certain Breece Hall running back. Can you elaborate on what happened with that?
Well, after the press conference, I overheard him ask how many Austin Powers movies there were, and he's the biggest Austin Powers fan. And I thought, like most Americans, when you say this part of your channel, there was a laugh amongst the group. So,
I think most British people as well, to be fair.
He's such a big fan. I didn't know he's only three movies.
Slip of the mind, maybe.
And to be fair, we forgot that he's probably, what, 21? 23?
Point, yeah.
But I think it was interesting and refreshing again to hear that that's what they thought of when they thought of the UK. Most people would say Harry Potter or so. Apparently, Austin Powers is still a thing. They
from get. A Canadian. From my mind, obviously.
Yeah.
Which is who's correct. Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, I know. I said that so confidently. I know it's true. I know
I was about to say Chase Brown, but no, he's on the Denver. But he is today.
Well, I had a fantastic experience at the Vikings camp, like I said, with Kevin O'Connell, Sam Darnold and Justin Jefferson. It was really fun. It was very interesting about what they were talking about staying humble. But, you know, for me, the constant message... Actually, I'll go on to that moment, because then, obviously, we had the Saturday experience where we got to talk to Chris Carter, which is often, and also NFL UK London Hall of Fame now for his Ring of Honour, I suppose, along with OC
Samuel.
Big
time, 2.5 sacks.
Indeed. Jared Allen.
Yeah,
who was great. Yeah, we saw him at the Antoinette in Tottenham Court Road, which was just a phenomenal experience. The light, the colour, the fans that were down there, the guys that were doing stuff down there. There was a few more influencer type of media, which was really cool. Got to meet a guy called Kobe, who was a great guy. I've got one of those fans that sits on
Instagram, right? Yeah,
K-Jordan on Instagram, who was just a delight. He was really enjoyable to be around. Obviously, saw some of our guys, you know, the guys all over the Zone, the guys over at TalkSport. Which was really cool. Andy Davis is a good friend of ours as well.
It was
cool vibes. Yeah, it was really cool vibes. Obviously, we ought to do a massive shout out to our Canadian friends who we met over the TSN network. Those are English fans of TSN network. It's practically the ESPN equivalent for Canada. Who was so Jesse, Luca, Thomas, and Jacqueline, who are just phenomenal to chat to, really good fun. We took them around the sites, didn't we? We took them to the Toucan Bar, if anyone wants the best Guinness in London, some may say.
That's why I smell it. We get in the
full British experience.
Full
British experience in an Irish bar. Yeah. It's a classic.
NFL UK and Ireland, that's where we
get. NFL UK and Ireland, yes, indeed, that's the one. So yeah, we took them around a little bit, which was really good fun. And then obviously we had the Saturday game, the Sunday game, which was great from start to finish, obviously being outside in France, Brandon Marshall was here as well. He walked past me, I was like, whoa, Brandon Marshall, wow, he got a monster on that. I met Rich Eisen, that was like, crazy. Aaron Ramsdale was just over there as well, goalkeeper for Southampton. Irvine knew the goal from Southampton, I suppose. I wish him luck in his career at Southampton. Obviously, it's been a bit of a trying time at Arsenal, but I'll leave that for Sky's football page to talk about stuff like that. But yeah, we obviously did the full game here. You were really great at watching all of our content we used to share on the day. What's not the top one for us all, as well as also sharing our story online with her. Really, what an incredible experience. When I was outside, me and Johnny Bisbee, who obviously usually does the show here, Jets fan, he came along with us as well. I said, oh, look, it feels like we're a split of fans. And then he went, I really don't think he does. And I sort of turned around and was like, wow. There is a sea of purple. Yeah. The skull, yeah. How did you rate your experience in the stadium this time?
It was good, and I think it was probably the Vikings fans were close to the Bills of last year.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the Bills were a bit better. I mean, we were in a good spot in the media area with the guy doing the stadium.
Trump's still here.
I know,
maybe we'll give it a go there. Try and cheer up the NFL Academy team, which is 14-0 at the 7-minute mark in the second quarter at the moment. So hopefully NFL Academy can get some points. Right, the ball has gone back to Di Salvo though. We've got a pitch run to the left-hand side. Good tackle, making about 3 yards. I thought the answer was good. I am not going to say it was as good as the Bills fans. Really sorry, but the Bills fans were just so good. They're so infamous for that as well, Sky, aren't they? I mean, they came close, and it got real loud in here, especially on third down. I mean, to be honest, the loudest was Stephen Gilmore's in the sense of, which, weirdly enough, yeah. So do you want to give your review of the press conference? The Jets first, and then we'll talk about the Vikings, then we'll move on to what is the biggest news of today, which is obviously the firing of Robert Saleh, head coach of the New York Jets. So maybe we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers in the press, I'll talk about Vikings, and then we'll maybe go on to the Robert Saleh in the press. So how was Rodgers in the... I mean, I know you saw him on Friday, but was it still like... You said to me on Friday when he walks in, even after a loss, he's
still. I think weirdly on the Friday, so Robert Saleh was apparently running 5 minutes late, so Rodgers just decided to come in, and it was almost like he was about to play, and he was just a bit relaxed, and he was like, but considering they lost, and considering how banged up he was in the game with the injuries, I think he was on good form to come out and speak the way that he did. My question, he gave a very elaborate answer to what he said, talking about, you know, a lot of people won't be with the Jets. I think he probably demonstrated, obviously not a knock on him in his career, but there's been a lot of, is Aaron Rodgers actually a leader? Does he pull from his younger guys? You know, is it all about the Aaron Rodgers show? And I think, regardless of what's going on today, he said the right things in the press conference. He spoke about them going on a potential run, and I think that will happen at some point. So I think media training kicks in and they don't give much away. But he actually gave a lot of his time and gave good answers when there were good questions. So, yeah, I was impressed.
Good stuff. Because, he's a guy that hasn't worn a high profile in it. So, I suppose personally, people do hit on him a bit with how he can be. But I have to admit, I've not really heard anyone sort of say that around the place, really. I'm not that we would probably say on here anyway if he was horrible, but you know, everyone seemed quite positive about him. And obviously, I was in the Vikings presser.
He's always swag, man.
Oh, man. I mean, when he came in, I have posted it on our social, so make sure you go and check that out. But Brandon Marshall was in our presser, and one, it was so cool having Brandon Marshall there because he sort of brought the calmness to the... Because it can be quite stressful and then also quite like scary and daunting. You know, these are guys that we watch on TV, but, you know, we don't underestimate being in them situations here at the franchise tag. Like, we're very, you know, we're very happy we get these opportunities. We're very thankful for that. But we know that, you know, this is one in a million for some people, you know. And it was great having him there. And, oh, when he... when Justin Jefferson walked out, Marshall was just like, jeez, when did you walk out? And Jefferson was just going, you can't, man, you can't. Yeah, it was a Burberry. Shout out Burberry if they ever want to sponsor the franchise tag podcast. Yeah, it was a... from Burberry to Georgia. Double check it's not Burberry because he's got so much in his collection, obviously. But yeah, Burberry fit. I mean, he had furry slippers on at the presser, and then his grills, the jewellery, he's exactly as advertised, really. But I have to say, and we also had Sam McDonald at the podium, Jonathan Grenard at the podium as well. Andrew Van Ginkel got the interception, obviously, for the touchdown. Cam Bynum, fantastic as well. Jonathan Grenard gave a lot away. He obviously talked to us about a bit about football as well, regular football, and he is a Man City fan, weirdly enough. Like most people. He actually right behind the Liverpool field goals. It was touchdown and field goals. 21-0 now.
He said I was pulling a face for the score, not the Man City.
Yeah, 4 minutes, 4:22 on the clock there as well. But I have to say, the star of the weekend for me on the podium, Kevin O'Connor. Dude, the guy just is so cool. So cool in his answers, his responses. They are simple, yet in depth. They're giving a lot away, yet giving nothing away. And the big thing about the Minnesota Vikings all weekend is they've come out of London 5-0, undefeated. One of the only teams in the NFL to be undefeated. And yet all of us, every time, the running theme this whole weekend has been, this is not a season. We can go further. We are not quite there yet. I mean, what's your response to that? They're undefeated and they believe in Kevin. And you can tell every single player. You can tell that there's truth in that. It's not a camera. It's like you said about the media training. That's not... I think there is a little bit of media training in there. But there is a firm belief that this team has got so much more to do.
Yeah, and to go. Like Sam Darnold said, they didn't listen to anything that we said in the offseason. And even when we spoke about the Vikings, I mean, no, anyone who would have been in their position is lying, but we did say they could get off to a decent start, and maybe they could silence a few doubts, so it's nice to see, and I do believe that, yeah, especially from the offensive perspective, they didn't hit the heights that they normally would, but the defence stepped up, Brian Flores done his thing, and their ceiling could be high, so yes, I hope it continues. The only thing I would say is that we spent quite a nice on the show, weirdly enough, after the international show, they might probably don't want to buy it, because their confidence is so sky high, but I think it'll be interesting, and right now they look like a playoff team, and if they get better, then surely they'll be there come January.
So, yeah. Well, let's move on to the main portion of the topic that we all know about, and that is the firing of Robert Saleh, which has came out of nowhere today. Obviously now the Jets, after the 23-17 loss to the Vikings, are now 2-3 in the division. That's one below the Bills, who are 3-2. The Dolphins also 2-3. Your Patriots, 1-4. They've obviously lost to the 49ers, the Broncos and the Jets, but beat the Titans and the Patriots. And Robert Saleh now a career record of 20-36 with the New York Jets. It's been announced that the defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich is going to be taking over as interim head coach for the Buffalo Bills game coming this weekend. I mean, Sky, initial thoughts on this? It has come out of nowhere, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I was sat in the media room after some stuff today and I was shocked. He was Adam Schefter. Mr. Adam's always in first, breaking news. And I was like, really? Because like I said to you off air, this is not the Premier League. This is not when, in the Premier League, it goes bad. You know, we speak about Eric Ten Hag today or a couple of bad results and you're like, oh, get someone in. The NFL season's not really long enough for that to happen. So I think a lot of whispers are going to be to Aaron Rodgers. I feel like it's a little bit, I don't know if harsh is the right word, because when you saw the record that he's going through, like, let's be honest, Robert Saleh tomorrow would have phone calls for a DC job.
He would.
But this really, I think, damages. Interesting what happens to the Jets. Will they bring someone else in mid-season? I don't think that's a common thing. Usually you hand the reins off to someone and then that's their gig now. So, we'll see what happens.
Well, has he been given the option to succeed within this? I mean, he's been, the injury bug has hit the Jets a lot, as well as having to switch him to quarterbacks. He's had six different quarterbacks: Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco, Mike White, Zach Wilson, Trevor Siemian, and Tim Boyle. I mean, big play by NFL Academy. Big play. So, yeah, I mean, as I said, has he really been given the opportunity to choose a team? Because I talk about the quarterback, but then also, look at the draft picks he's been given as well. Like Sauce Gardner, Jermaine Johnson, Brees Hall. Like, these are top-tier players he's also been given. Well, he's been given, obviously, that season was crazy. Is there an argument that they have given him the opportunity?
I think they have, and the only reason that I can't reflect on this and think maybe can be justified is because Sam Darnold going to the Vikings and doing well. They had Zach Wilson last year, who people still think has got talent. You know, obviously Denver, he's not starting, he's backing up, but there has been a trend of quarterbacks going elsewhere and doing well under the right coach or the right system. So obviously Rodgers is healthy this season, and I think a lot of people maybe going to the season thought, well, we'll give him a pass because Rodgers was down, but then because there's been games of multiple turnovers, and questions over play calling, and Bruce will get you spoke about this last night. They do have a Super Bowl window when you've got Aaron Rodgers there. Regardless of his age or maybe every game not being perfect, they can get the run game going with the talent they've got on defense. It's a team that could go far, so. Yeah, I think annoyingly maybe he's paying for what's happened in the past because of the young talent they've got and the fact that they haven't delivered in the first 5 weeks.
We've seen, I mean, not this early in the season, but we've seen in a couple of seasons now where head coaches have been fired and an interim has come in. They've done really, really well. Antonio Pierce, the Las Vegas Raiders, that is notable. Do you think that there's an opportunity here for Jeff Ulbrich to succeed with this team?
Yeah, I think so. Especially with the talent on the defensive side. I mean, you would have given someone playing that role. One or two choices.
I think Aaron would like to back in maybe. Then he would be the head coach.
I think they made the smart choice because obviously in Denver it didn't work out with Hackett and Russ.
Yes.
Yeah, it would be the Aaron. So almost it's maybe like, look, head coach is out of the way now. I'm the DC, but I'm running things. Let me do my own thing. And maybe this is what I was trying to allude to Rodgers on Friday, and that someone of his experience, as he gets more accustomed to his team, should be making more adjustments to the line of scrimmage. Should be not calling his own plays, but should be saying, right, when I get this call list of five, that's my choice. So I think, even though that's not directly related to the new head coach, it takes a bit of pressure off of that defensively and lets him not solve what he will do defensively. Because we've seen how good the Jets defense was last season, and we've seen that in this season they've kept in games when they're starting offensively. So I think it's a big opportunity for him to succeed. I don't see them bringing. I haven't seen on social media any names.
Oh, really? That's what my best question was going to be, was that, you know, Bill Belichick's been bandied around a lot, like, in the last few hours. Obviously, it's only been, what, like, 4 hours, 5 hours since this was announced. Like, Belichick's been the first one that people have sort of pointed to.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think there's opportunity? Do you think, you actually said that you don't think they will bring anybody? You can't ignore Bill Belichick being on the line.
I think with the media stuff that he's doing, he's always trying to like rebrand himself.
Okay.
I don't see him maybe just going mid-season. Mike Vrabel, a name that I don't know if he's been linked on social media, but could be a guy who would be linked. Obviously, I think a lot of us are surprised that he didn't have anything.
Yeah, he was surprising that he didn't have any, you know, he's not a coordinator anywhere. Yeah.
So he could be a name. He probably had a pretty good topic talent, right? But I think that we've seen it work well with a team that's based on good defense and good run game. So naturally, from what he's done in Tennessee, I've been going to be a good game here.
I just think.
I say all of this now, we watch Belichick to be announced.
Yeah, watch it while we're doing this. I just think when the carousel's not starting, you know, it's so early, like 5 games in, I'm really quite concerned about franchises and organisations that think this is the right route. I think this is an argument. Something's happened. Something has clearly happened on the way home.
Apparently, he wasn't even allowed in the building this morning, sorry. apparently there's been a thing reported before we went live saying he turned up this morning and they just like, no, you can't come in.
Why? If that's actually true, then yes. I mean, yeah. You know, if they get to the end of the season and they are a top five draft pick, they have a top five draft pick, which I doubt, I seriously doubt that. But I don't think it'll take him very long for him to be on the thing saying this is how I'm treated, sort of revealing that sort of stuff. I don't know. I don't know the customer of his character. I would say that was not really a good thing to do. But I just think organization, you know, the Jets have been. They've been trying to have this rebrand. You know, they changed the logo. They've got more different hair. They've drafted in these stars, Sauce Gardner and Breece Hall and Quincy Williams. And this has been like an ongoing thing. They shifted out of drafting a quarterback and brought in Aaron Rodgers, like the name in it, one of the names in the NFL. And then you do this, it just screams an argument of a disagreement. And discourse in the franchise.
This is really important.
Oh, yeah, this is such a New York thing to happen. Yeah, of course, yeah. This would not happen, I don't think, any. Well, I'm gonna
maybe,
I can name some franchises.
Other than maybe like a Dallas, which we're both thinking. Like, Jerry Jones did something wrong. I think even he has that. We bet Jason Garrett for 3 years.
Yeah. I would have to say, though, to get my iPad back out, because I did have a thing where owner Woody Johnson, this is the first time in 25 years that he has fired a coach in season.
Something's happened. And they were on the Friday, they were asking about, hey, Aaron, do you want to clear up your comment about the cadences? Hey, Robert, have you been just having a conversation about this?
Yeah.
So again, when I say about, you know, just the interaction with the New York media, it's always like they're planting seeds, hoping. And it is, I mean, it happens in a lot of the big cities and big sports franchises, and that, you know, it's happened with the England team for years before Gareth Southgate. The media like to give off the impression that they want their team to do well, and I don't doubt that. But they're also there to play devil's advocate, and they're happy to do that as well. And as much as I feel like I said the players and that Salah conducted himself well, I think there were certain questions that were almost like trying to dig a response and create some
trying to make the moment, trying to be the moment while the camera's on the UK games. Yeah, I suppose that it's quite natural for people to do. I don't discourage anyone from doing that, and I don't think any less of them for that. Like, you know, this
they want to find the truth as well.
Yeah,
so I get that too. There's that angle. So
massively.
But yeah, Robert's paid the price, unfortunately. Obviously, we. I hope he gets a DC job somewhere.
Where do you think he could get a DC job? There's nothing off the top of my head that sort of strikes me as something would be a natural thing for him.
Well, obviously, I think straight away people would say, oh, well, Shanahan has had something in the 90s.
Eventually. Do you think there's a possibility that he might be the Brian Flores route?
Yeah,
he might be a positions coach somewhere for next season and then get back to being a DC. Yeah. And then Flores definitely wants to go back to being head coach.
As long as you can get over the ego, I don't know. I think some people do. But I didn't try this a guy who has that. I think he could do it. And it would be smart to maybe go, right, 49ers a good organisation. I know this one coming out too. Even if he's going in his own.
That is a huge Dandela Sound, that makes it 26-0. Obviously, we're going into the half, which is a bit of a shame for the NFL account. Rhys Jones, too, I'm sure, is loving this on the sideline down there somewhere. We've got Henry Archie just over there, the manager of the NFL UK. There is,
we'll
go say hello to him.
I think as well, the reason I didn't want to comment on, I don't want to speculate on people's jobs, but teams who might be a good fit, I'd say, like Niners, or like, imagine him alive, or like,
a flat time on the price.
But yeah, no, I was just saying, like, imagine, like, Robert Saleh, with what we've seen he's done with him, like, him on the Detroit Lions, like, even on, like, your Steelers or something, or TJ, like, we know he's a good defensive coach, so I think, like, maybe he might, he'll either go to the Niners, and maybe, we've seen it before with, like, Joshua Daniels be let go, and Belichick brings him in, like, an advisory role up top just for the season, maybe Shanahan brings him in some way. Or he just takes a year out and then goes right next season to play. But yeah, I think the Brian Flores route, which you said, is a very good shout, sort of rebuild himself.
Wow. We are thoroughly soaking wet. We could because of the rain in Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, but it's been fantastic. Thank you very much for this. You've been fantastic. And so
we could do an actual handshake, an actual real thing.
If anyone knows about this on the Monday show, it's our little thing. If you know, you know. Thank you very much for watching our live one tonight. I'm sorry if the sound hasn't been fantastic. This is our first time doing this. We, as you know, we are rookies. We are amateurs. We are trying. But this has been a lot of fun doing this. Hopefully we can do more of this. Lots more content coming for you in the next few weeks. We obviously are at the Jags presses. We are going to be at the Patriots presses. We're going to be media for this game coming up back at Tottenham on Sunday. And then next, the week after, we then will be at Wembley for the Jags Patriots game as well. That's going to be fantastic. We're going to be at the press for that as well. So there's lots of stuff coming our way. So basically keep an eye on our social media, whether it be on X, on Instagram, on Facebook. But make sure you also go and give us a subscribe on YouTube. All the content we do now is only going to create more opportunities for us to do amazing, amazing things like this. So thank you very much again, and we'll see you again very soon.